الذي جمعنا في بيته الجامع في يومه الجامع على أداء صلاة الجمعة، وفقنا لذكره سبحانه وتعالى وللصلاة له سبحانه وتعالى. نسأله باسمه الجامع أن يجمع قلوبنا وأرواحنا وضمائرنا أحوالنا وأخلاقنا وأقوالنا وأفعالنا، أن يجمع كل ذلك على خالص توحيده ومحبته وطاعته ومحبة وطاعة رسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. والحمد لله الذي جمع بيننا. Again, all praises due to Allah. His name, Al-Jami, to have also gathered us again after many of us have been traveling here and there. And then we're back. Bismillah Al-Jami, subhanAllah. Lillahi Alhamdu Al-Minnah. And in that very same spirit of Bismillah Al-Jami, the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the gatherer, collector, the unifier of the meaning of Jamia, is in that spirit, is the very theme, I think, of the khutbah of today's Jumu'ah. It has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathering our hearts in brotherhood, in Islamic unity, in Islamic brotherhood. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. فإذا الأخوة is brotherhood in Islam. This hub love in Islam is a mere gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we must strive to actualize this brotherhood, this Islamic brotherhood. And I say actualize it, not simply talk about it even in masajid and in qutab only, but to actually actualize it, to live that ukhuwah, to live that brotherhood. Yes, I'm going to say, because of the facts of our lives in the past 100 or 200 years, yes, many Muslims, even scholars or a'imna or regular people, commoners, speak about ukhuwah, but I don't think most of us practice ukhuwah. I don't think most of us practice and actualize ukhuwah. It's a lip service. It's just a word. It's just something to learn and repeat and speak about. I don't think most of us do actually strive to actualize in their belief or in their belief, actualize al-ukhuwa fillah. This is, I would say, in addition to what the Imam said in the khutbah about the virtues of ukhuwa. By now, every single Muslim, every non-Muslim in principle, knows about the value of brotherhood in anything and unity in anything. To speak about it is something. Yes, we must speak about it, but we must speak of ways to implement it, to actualize it, to bring it to fruition in our everyday life. How can I be an akh, a true brother or a sister to another fellow Muslim? Starting at home. Yes, there is a family, there are brothers biologically and sisters, etc., and husband and wife. But that's biological. Principally, spiritually, morally, it may not be there at all. It may not be there at all. And then we should learn it at home. how to really develop the respect and the love and the recognition of the truth amongst us, between us, what is right and wrong, when we differ, especially when we differ, how do we resolve our differences based on ukhuwa, based on brotherhood. If it exists, it should be almost automatic and spontaneous and peaceful and constructive and positive. It should remove all means and reasons for and avenues of dissensions and divisions and conflicts and hurt and pain at home. Where is ukhuwa at home? Ukhuwa to Islam. Talk about biological. Because biological brothers and siblings fight with each other. But where is ukhuwa to Islam? If there is ukhuwa to Islam, then they would not fight with each other. They would recognize the rights of one another. They would recognize the authority of Allah over them if they have qulub of Muslims. When we disagree in business, in our social activities, in our understandings of the events that are around us, in our understanding of our deen as inherited by us from our early masters and ancestors, if there is ukhuwa fi deen, it will resolve all of those. And we will stand as one. And especially when there are external forces, and he speaks about that, the Iman, external forces, enemies from outside, that ukhuwa brings us together to stand together. None of that, in general, nowadays in the Muslim societies exists. In other words, on average, there are exceptions here and there, but they do not form the character of our Muslim societies. Ukhuwa is not a characteristic of our Muslim societies nowadays. You understand what I mean? That when we live in Muslim societies, we recognize that these people are really brothers. We don't. We don't see that. We see talks about it, talk. But as a sifa, as a characteristic of Muslims nowadays in the world, with the exception of some small pockets here and there, alhamdulillah, the character of ukhuwa does not describe the Muslim societies. And therefore, it's not enough to talk about it. It's what to do. It should be done in the systems of education, in the schools, in politics, in economy, in social affairs. It should be done so that to promote the actualization of brotherhood in Islam. But most of that, maybe even none of that, is not done. Efforts, individual efforts sometimes between, within those who truly feel the wujub and the importance of this brotherhood in Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla willed that it be the characteristic that defines us, those individuals who feel that way and are strongly, alhamdulillah, adherents to the Shara of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and love to develop their spiritual acumen and their spiritual identity, work individually on that. Some people, probably amongst you here, I hope, are working inside of you to really show ukhuwa and to do the things that identify ukhuwa. But as a collective entity in the Muslim world, You are divided in every aspect. Divided in every aspect. And with a certain sense of many times or oftentimes lack of respect, lack of rahmah, lack of hublah. And whenever there is, like in the suhbah that we have, in which of course part of which is to develop this ukhuwah and to strive to preserve it and promote it, make sure we continue to do so in our suhbah, to promote, develop, preserve and promote, develop, preserve and promote, develop, preserve and promote, develop, preserve and promote ukhuwah, the ni'mah of ukhuwah. How many times have we spoken about the ni'mah of ukhuwah? When you feel your hearts together, you love one another, you forgive one another, you pardon one another, you help one another, you don't doubt one another, you respect one another, you give an ithar for one another, you promote the interests of your brother ahead of your interests. These are the manifestations of ukhuwah. That's a ni'mah from Allah to be preserved and promoted, and to be taught to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. But please, I believe, I think probably all of you would agree, that the status quo of the Muslim Ummah, this Muslim Ummah currently of this time, this ukhuwah that Allah orders, His Nabi orders, that ought to be the foremost characteristic, one of the foremost characteristics of Muslim societies, is that one is absent. Just look at us, politically especially, economically, militarily, and socially and religiously. Even religious groups. It's getting worse from 50 years ago to now. I was just pondering this earlier today, and the khutbah is about this. 50 years ago versus now, in terms of unity, it's getting worse. It's getting worse in this Muslim world. Again, as I said, there is always some people in this ummah, pockets here and there, alhamdulillah, who keep going. There is khair always, there is qat al khair min ummati, that's at least at the localized level, pockets here and there. But for it to form the entire character of the ummah, we're not there. Why we're not there? First of all, because each one of us is responsible. Each one of us individually, we don't do enough to have this ukhuwah and to actualize this ukhuwah. And that's why when we are selfish, when we are greedy, when we are subjective and not objective, when we are personal, individualistic only, when we put always in priority our understanding, our interests, our well-being, our personal, individual, worldly happiness. These are the elements that lead us to not to, to be giving, because ukhuwah requires definitely giving and forgiving. Brotherhood requires definitely to be, to exist, not only to talk about giving and forgiving. Giving and forgiving. When I say giving, I don't mean only giving wealth, darahim, money. Giving of your emotions, giving of your feelings, giving of your thoughts, and forgiving and pardoning. Mahak. And of course, as you know, حفظكم الله, the concept of ukhuwah is tightly linked, if not synonymous with unity, with wahda. Ukhuwah and wahda. It's almost synonymous, they're almost synonymous terms. Lakin, we succumb oftentimes to shaitan and to the suggestions of shaitan to somehow embellishes for us other concerns that lead to disunity, to breaking the ties of brotherhood. Some interests, some individual, personal, sometimes subjective, even sometimes fictitious interests that shaitan magnifies and embellishes to us so that we give up the strong benefits in brotherhood by thinking there are benefits at this individual level that surpass the individual, the benefits of ukhuwah. لذلك روي, I think, عن سيدنا عمر, I think, رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, إنما تكرهون في الوحدة خير مما تحبون في الفرقة. إنما تكرهون في الوحدة خير مما تحبون في الفرقة. Which means what you like, I'm sorry, what you dislike, the reasons that make you dislike this unity or this coming together for some reason, I don't belong here, I should break. The reasons that make you dislike unity, that's better than the reasons that make you like disunity. There are other reasons, because there are other reasons, there are other motives, there are interests that draw me. People change camps and break unity, etc., and break ukhuwah because of some type of interest, psychological, emotional, economic, social, political, intellectual, ideological, as that we perceive. الذي يجعلنا نفترق عن مقتضيات الأخوة ومقتضيات الأخوة الوحدة. وهذا يعني, and this implies, أن ينبغي علينا أن نصبر على دوافع الفرقة مهما زينت لنا على حساب دوافع الأخوة والوحدة مهما شوهت لنا. Means we have to be very strongly perseverant and patient in the face of the means that attract us to disunity. We have to be patient against falling into and going with the reasons and the means that make disunity likable to us. And we must also resist the many reasons We must be strong and patient in abiding by unity despite the reasons that make it despised to us. So I hope that and that's what we're missing. What we can do is at our levels, levels of the family and the levels of the suhba, and we promote that and we disseminate that. And what is it? It's not only to talk about wahda and ukhuwah, but to actualize, to do the elements. What do I need to do? What do we need to do emotionally and mentally and spiritually and actively and socially, etc., educationally and so on, to promote uhuwa, to actually have uhuwa. My brother. And the first difference that arises, what brother is this? I have stories to tell you, real stories, to shayib al-ru'us. My brother, my sister. And then the first little difference that arises, break. And that's at the level of simple things even, let alone those who have power, and power draws them, and they speak of هذا شقيقنا الدولة الشقيقة الرئيس الشقيق كذا الشقيق. الشقيق بالعربية means a very strong dear brother. And they speak to each other that way, and they are أعوذ بالله منهم ومن ما يدعون من شقيق. وهي شقاوة الشقيق الدولة الشقيقة الشقيق الأخضر. And they are like hyenas with one another for any type of political difference or kada or kada. Where is Ukhuwa? Let's beware that the Ukhuwa is the duty of every one of us to develop it, preserve it, and promote it. So you go home, I hope we remind each other at home of this concept of Ukhuwa at home, fil Islam. Talking about biological relationships, even marital, I would say marital relationships. There's biological marriage and there is a spiritual marriage. Are you spiritually married also or not? Two brothers and sisters, siblings, you're biologically siblings. Are you spiritual siblings or not? Are you Islamic siblings or not? That's what would preserve the unity and the strength of the family. And then the same principle is applied at every level outside. Wallahu ta'ala. فَمَعْذِرَةً عَلَىٰ تَطْوِيلٍ here by prolonging and elongating reminder or the summary of the khutbah, which is three khutbahs instead of one khutbah in a summary. So please forgive me. But it's a topic that is at heart. SubhanAllah, I was just minding it and then this morning somehow in this thinking. I was thinking of this 50 years and then when I'm and Rasulullah, yes, Rasulullah has said, Allah has said. I remember we used to speak to learn these things and give khutbah and some 40 years ago. And before us, those who did that 40 years earlier. And then when I look at them, I don't see a difference. I see sometimes collectively worse. There is passion individually. There is no passion. You see, that's my way to see it. There's no passion in us for these values. Yes, we're Muslims, we say we believe in them. Maybe we're not sure. we're true when we say and I don't think maybe there is lack of passion. We don't have passion for those values. That passion perhaps that drives us, the himma or kada, that drive us to actually live by those values and cherish them and strive to live by them. That passion continues to move us forward. That's maybe what they call himma. That's maybe what's himma, as I see it, as there's no passion for the value. Passionate about it. Any value, of which, of course, al-ukhuwa fillah. Jazakumullah ta'ala.